house evangelist, Brother Josh Hinn. Glad he's here with us. Give him a hand clap as he comes. Great to have Janae.
Everybody clap those hands to Jesus Christ this afternoon. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Yeah. The Lord. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord today? Amen. Great atmosphere, and God has already moved twice this afternoon, this morning, and looking forward to what He's going to do in this service. It's good to see the young people nice and awake. Glad you're here. Glad you woke up today and came to church. Amen. Aren't you glad to be in the house of the Lord, alive in the presence of God? Thankful. Amen. And I give honor to Pastor Martin and love him with all my heart. And always will, and love this church, and appreciate your prayers. And my wife and I will be driving back to Florida today in the snowstorm, so we'd appreciate some extra prayers. And I got to get there by tomorrow, so it's quite the drive, but God is still good. And thank God Christmas is over. Hallelujah. Amen. I have something I've been feeling from the Lord for a while now for this service. And I'm just going to try to follow the Holy Ghost, and then you guys can do whatever you want to with it, and we'll go from there. John chapter 2, and I'm so glad to be with my wife's family, and I think they're gone. They're not here. I can't even see over there. I see Momsy. That's about it. They must not like my preaching this morning. I'm sure I don't preach that ever again here. Amen. John chapter 2, verse number 1. Third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called with his disciples to the marriage, and when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. There were there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. He saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. I want to preach from the subject, the ingredients for the miraculous. The ingredients for the miraculous. Look at your neighbor and say, he's going to preach to me today. That was about 45%, but all right. Now the ones that didn't say it, I'm going to preach to you. Jesus, loose your anointing, your authority, and your power. I pray for miracles, signs, and wonders to take place in the Word of God. I pray that you would do something, every heart, every mind, every situation. I pray by the authority of the Word of God and by the power of your name, you would take over this entire service right now. Loose angels, loose your glory, loose dominion, loose your spirit, I pray. Somebody clap your hands and worship the Lord one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. High five your neighbor and say, the ingredients for the miraculous. You may be seated. Waiting on the Lord, something we all know about. Waiting on an answer, waiting on a miracle, waiting on something from God. We get to a place sometimes where we tried everything we think we can try, and then we just ultimately say these words to people when they ask us how we're doing. We say, I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm just waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on God to come through. I'm waiting on God to answer the prayer. I'm waiting on God to have His way. I'm waiting on God to intervene. I'm waiting on God to step in. I'm waiting on God to come through. We've all said that a time or two in our life. We've all uttered those words. I'm just waiting for the miracle. I'm waiting for the healing. I'm waiting for the breakthrough. I'm waiting for God to touch my children. I'm waiting for God to touch my marriage. I'm waiting for God to save the situation that is out of my control. We are all very, very well trained in the words, I'm waiting on God. And I believe sometimes that's the case. We have to wait on God. We're supposed to wait on God. That's what we are called to do, because the Bible says they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So there's times you have to wait on God. But I believe while you are waiting, there are some things we can find in this text, in this story, that we can do while we're waiting on God to move. I'm going to show you seven things in this story that I believe are going to hit this church right between the eyes this afternoon. The things that we need to start focusing on for the miraculous to be released. The first thing you've got to understand, Jesus had done no miracles yet. And the first ingredient that was there in this story that caused him to move was, it was a marriage ceremony. It was a ceremony of unity. Two lives coming together. The first ingredient that the Lord was pulled to was unity. You will not see God moving in a situation where there is a divided house. You will not see breakthroughs and miracles where there is division. I'm telling you right now, if you want to pull God's presence in here, you better get in one mind and one accord, sweetheart. If you want God to touch your family, you better get unified. You want God to touch your youth group, get unified. You want God to do His revival in this church, get unified. There is nothing more dangerous to hell than a group of people in one mind and one accord saying we're waiting on God, but we're unified for one purpose. One reason and one desire, that God's anointing and God's power and God's spirit would be released to us.
Seven people got that. Am I at River of Life? Okay.
It is impossible. First of all, he didn't want to do any miracles that day. He told his mother, woman, this is not my time. I don't even know who talks to the mom like that. But Jesus said, I'm talking to my mom and I'm calling her woman. Woman, it's not my time. But he could not resist the fact there was unity going on. You ought to make it hard for God to say no. We make it so easy for God to say no in our life because we've got this thing going that way, and that thing going that way, and I don't agree with her and she don't agree with me. And that's division, and that's the devil's main weapon. If I can divide you, I can destroy you. That means if you ever get united and you ever get in one spirit with one vision behind the man of God, Andy, I wish I was preaching to some real people in here this morning that understand if we ever get connected to God's will and God's passion and get along with each other,
the devil doesn't need to bring an attack on your family to destroy you. He can just get you mad at one person in the church. And where there is division, there will not be miracles. Maybe I ought to preach on that, since we're not going to shout. When it gets divided, the devil is near. When part of the people are pursuing revival and the other part are backsliding, the devil is near. Ingredient number two, you have to be unified and you have to obey the voice of spiritual direction. Watch. They are getting unified, and then Mary, not Jesus, Mary speaks to them and says, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. If you do not obey the voice God uses to speak to you, do not expect Jesus to move for you. I'm going to break it down for you. If I cannot listen to my pastor, don't expect me to get something from God. I'm going to plow today, apparently, all right? You know why Herod could not get Jesus to speak when he had him that day and said, come on, tell us, are you the king of the Jews? Tell me who you are. And Jesus didn't say one word. Herod killed John the Baptist. The voice of God. And when you eliminate the voice of God from your life, you eliminate God from your life. I'm preaching right now. And if the pastor has to beg me to sign up to pray, can I just say what I feel like saying? It should not be that the pastor has the same 10 people praying about everything and the same 15 people giving to everything. We need everyone to pray. And the same people that always pray, I'll pray. I'll take two. No one's going to sign. I'll take two. Where is the people that they are here and say, wait a second. If he said sign up, I'll be the first one in the office. We don't want this.
I can give you a Christmas message, I guess, if we want.
Obedience to the man of God will determine your miraculous power from God. If I disobey, I only delay my own miracle. Ask Martha. Jesus said, roll away the stone. I'm about to raise up Lazarus. She said, oh, he stinks. Well, when you're disobeying me, Martha, you're delaying your own miracle. Some people are on the doorstep of the miraculous in their own life. The only thing they're doing wrong, they're not obeying their pastor all the way. Help me, Holy Ghost.
I can feel the devil everywhere. Well, if he says something I don't like, I'll just do this. You know what I'm doing? This is not P90X. It's called church hopping.
You see, the reason why I can hop back and forth to other places is I don't get both feet down in one place. I don't mind putting one foot in. Oh, I'm in it right now. Jesus, talk to me. I don't mind putting one foot in, but if you say something I don't like, I'll just do this. Then when they say something I don't like, I'm back.
Oh, I didn't agree with that.
I'm back.
Oh, I'll just preach with my eyes closed and my head down.
But if I cannot obey the voice of the one that's closer to God than I am, nobody even knew about Jesus, but everybody knew Mary. Because when she spoke, everybody got quiet. And she said, whatever he says, do it.
And there is where you can determine if you get a miracle or not. Am I going to obey God when he says move? Am I going to obey God when he says jump? Am I going to obey God when he says pray? Am I going to obey God when he says do this or do that? Or am I just going to greet number three? Well, I'll leave the devils alone right now. I will find you again before I come back. The service is over, though. Greet number three. Everybody mad at me? I'm looking at that screen, so I don't see nobody's faces. Greet number three, availability. Bible said after she told him, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. He looked at them and said, hey, there are six water pots. Six water pots. If they want wine, there are six water pots, not wine bottles. Six water pots. Availability. They didn't have wine bottles right there. They only had water pots. And the Lord wants to know, can you use what is there? Are you waiting? You know, I just feel like telling you, this could be way off and I could be wrong. And if I am, Pastor, but some of you had some crazy prophecies that you're going to be multimillionaires and you're waiting for God to give you that before you start blessing the church. I'm going to say what I feel like saying. I'm not so sure that was God that told you that. Because I don't think God would say, you just wait till I bless you before you become available to be used. Because when he started the miraculous on planet Earth, he started by saying, does anybody have anything right there beside them they can use right now? Anybody can say, well, when God provides, I'm going to do anything I can. Anybody can say that. But can you fill a water pot with water? Can you take five smooth stones and go face a giant? Can you say, I don't have much, it's just a little bit of lunch, but if God puts his hands on my stuff, he'll bless it and multiply it and release it. Is there anybody in here that is not talented, does not have the best voice on the
choir, but still said, God, use me somehow. Use me some way. Anoint my hands. Anoint my mouth. Anoint my mind. And do what you can do through me.
Got to be available. Key number four. Got to have humility. Fill them with water. But Lord, we want wine, not water. Shouldn't you be saying, go get some grapes? Shouldn't you be saying, you know, go get something? What can you submit to a process you do not think will work? Anybody can submit to a process that they think this is going to work, so I'm going to join. But can you submit to something you don't think will work? Let me just make it simple since you're on this prayer kick. Can you sign up to pray when even though you prayed before, you didn't get the miracle you wanted? And better yet, can you actually follow through and come pray? Because I got news for you. Anybody can sign a sheet of paper. Anyway. Humility says, I'm not so sure this works, but because you said, fill the water pots with water, I am putting your word above mine, your authority above my mentality, and I'm going to assume that what you said is what you want. So I'm going to humble myself and obey my God and fill the water pots with water. Why are you preaching this message? Because God wants to do some miracles in here. But he cannot start the miraculous that you've been praying about and hoping for if some things don't get straightened up first. And an unsubmissive spirit will kill revival. And I know more than you mentality will absolutely turn God away. I have a test for you. You want me to give you a miracle? Fill the water pot with water when you want wine. Do something that has nothing to do with you getting blessed. I guarantee you, if this poster board up here was for coming up to get your $100,000 each, I'm pretty sure, because I'd signed my name on it too, that there wouldn't be one slot open. Because that would involve us getting blessed. But can you fill the water pot with water when you want wine? It's almost like he's saying, can you settle for less when you want more? I know you want the wine, but can you handle the water? All right. Number five. Have to have faith. Bible said, when he said, fill them with water, they filled the pots to the brim. Something about these people said, if Jesus said, go this far, I'm going to pour everything I can till that water pot is completely full and there's not an inch to spare. I wish this mentality would get loose in churches across America, because if it ever did, we would see more people get out of wheelchairs, more deaf ears open and blind eyes open. If people would ever get the mentality that if God said, come on, take a step, I'm going to take two steps. But we live in a society that says, I only do what is required of me. I'm either doing a really bad job right now, or we're stirring something up the devil doesn't like. Because if you're comfortable in your pew, dying and not doing anything, then I need to preach to you right now, because apparently something, there's an ingredient you're missing somewhere in the story. Jesus said, I want to know, can anybody fill them up? And they said, well, not only will we fill them, we will fill them to the brim. What level could you actually go to? What level of faith could you actually get to where you said, I don't care, I'm going to believe God for the miracle right now? I was preaching in Key West, Florida, and that's a tough place to preach, to say the least. And as I was preaching there, there was a mother with two little kids that she brought to the altar, and one had some kind of asthma, and the other had some kind of allergic reaction where he couldn't eat all these foods and drink a bunch of stuff. All kind of stuff he couldn't have. And he was very sick, a little guy, about 4 years old, and he couldn't have anything with all kind of stuff. He was something wrong with his body. And she told me the name of it, and she said, "Can you pray?" And I said, "Okay." And I got done praying for the little guy, and I got ready to walk off, and he looked at me and said, "Thank you." And he looked at his mom and said, "Let's go eat." And she told him, "You understand, you can't eat this stuff. You'll have alert. We'll have to take you to the hospital." And he looked at her and said, "The preacher said, God heal me. Let's go eat." She went home, fed him the food he couldn't eat. He ate it. Normal. A week later, ate it. Normal. You know why? He had faith beyond. Anybody can say, "Well, if I come up and God says I can get healed, I'll come to the altar." But I wonder if there's anybody that can do just like she did right there. And you say, "You know what? If God says move, I'm not waiting on your approval or your opinion, sweetheart. If God said break a move, I will bust the move right now to get a hold of his anointing. And I feel the Spirit of God stirring." I wonder if there's anybody in here that would not wait on somebody around you. But God, if you're near, and if you want me to move, let me fill it to the brim. If you want me to step out, let me step out. If you want me to pray, let me pray. If you... He cut out of us. I feel it stirring right now. I feel it stirring right now. Somebody needs a miracle. Somebody's not in here for average church or average movie. Somebody needs a miracle this morning. And they're here for one purpose. God, tell me when to move and I'll move. I remember a time in this church when if something happened like this, the altars would be flooded. I remember when it was like a stampede. If one moved, we bombarded the altar expecting a miracle from God. I can hear the Holy Ghost saying, "Fill the water pots with water right now. Fill the water pots with water right now. Fill the water pots with water right now. Fill the water pots with water. You need a miracle? Get out of your pew. You need a miracle? Come after me. You want a breakthrough? Show some faith. You want anointing? Show some faith. You want power? Show some faith. You want me to touch your marriage? Show some faith. Want me to save your kids and your mom and your dad? Show some faith and fill up your water pot. Somebody to get out of your pew. I dare you right now in the name of Jesus. I dare you to break out from everything around you and say, God, whatever I've got to do in the name above every name, I command a miracle right now for your family in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So let it be done now in the name of Jesus. Nazareth. God, I ask you with the power of the Holy Ghost to remove cancer from this body in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, God, in the name above every name, God, only you can heal cancer. Only you can remove it. Only you can take it away. Only you have the answer. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your head to your toe. In Jesus' name. I dare you to get your faith out right now. I dare you to get your faith out right now. Oh,
telling you. Some of us are acting like we need miracles. Some of us are watching. What would happen if we got ingredient number one, first of all? Grab your neighbor's hand. Let's get unified this altar. You may not be shouting, but every devil in Muncie's nervous right now. Every demon in your house is trembling right now. Every attack on your marriage is trembling. On your everything the devil's been doing is getting scared to death right now. I guarantee you there's faith starting to move in here. Come on, grip the hand that's put beside you. Grip that hand right now. Would not ask God, would not beg God, but would pray with so much faith and so much anointing and so much authority that every devil attacking the person that your hand is holding, every spirit attacking their mind, their body, and their home would tremble. What would happen if you prayed like you've never prayed? What would happen if you opened up your mouth right now and let faith out like you never have? What would happen if you release a miracle like you've never dreamed? What would happen if somebody would open up their mouth and give God a praise like they never have? Where cancer leaves the building and suicide leaves the room and depression goes away and diabetes dies. What would happen if somebody released their faith so much that it filled the house to the brim? It filled the house to the brim. It filled the house to the brim. Young people, you need to pray through right now. Young people, you need to get on fire right now. You need to pray through right now.
The Lord spoke to me to do something just a bit. I want every one of these young people going to youth convention. I want you to come stand in front right here. Come on. And even if you're not, come on. The anointing of the Lord's on this man right now. I'm going to give him this microphone back. I want you parents, if these young people are on fire, this church isn't going to be on fire. I want you parents, just everybody, to stretch your hand towards these young people. I'm going to give him this microphone again. I pray a liquid Holy Ghost fire would get on these young people. Come on, young people, put your hand in the air.
Every addiction, every stronghold, every secret attack no one knows about, every secret stronghold the devil's got on you, everything from your past, every sin you've committed, every bit of shame and guilt in your mind, everything the devil said made you do, every spirit of fear, every spirit of suicide, every spirit of lust, I command in the name of Jesus Christ right now to break by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Right now, God, in the name of the Lord, baptize him with your fire. Baptize him with your fire. Baptize him with the growth. God wants to anoint you right now. Everything that nobody knows about, be broken now. In the name of Jesus. There it is. Go after it. Go after it. Go after it. Come on, Blake. Come on, dude, in the name of the Lord. Come on, bro. Everything the devil has on you, be broken now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord. Come on, shut it up. I wish some of you moms and dads would pray like they're praying right now. I wish some of you would pray like they're praying right now. I wish to God that some of you would pray like they're praying. The devil's leaving the house right now. The devil's leaving the house right now. Pray. Central Youth Convention. Break through right now. Get delivered right now. Repent right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, where there is faith, there will be miracles. There will be miracles. There will be. Come on, guys. You guys were right here before. Hold up. Come on. You three, come over here. Come on, guys. Come on now. You guys were the ones that led the way before. Get up here. Somebody help me pray for those three that are moving over here right now. I don't believe it's the will of God for your kids to turn 18 and backslide. I don't think it's the will of God that they get out of a youth group of the devil to steal their soul and their heart. I rebuke that spirit that's taking kids when they turn 18 in this church in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that demonic force right now by the power of God. Let the I wish everybody would get back with God right now. Pray through. It's time. Come on, Jordan. Come on, Stormy. It's time. Absolutely crazy. But we might as well try it. Can everybody over here kind of merge over here? And everybody over here, can you kind of squeeze it over here? Let's get together. Come on. Why am I having you come closer? closer because the fire's right here. It's how quickly an atmosphere can change. When they start praying through, demons tremble. But you got to be closer to them than what you were. Your prayer life's got to mirror this. It can't be. Well, let's watch and see if our kids pray through. This is not a youth service. This is revival for everybody. And if you need to pray through, whether you're 16 or 65, unity. If the devil is the prince of the air, that means the air is his kingdom, his domain. That means when you scream, you're screaming into his kingdom. That means when you shout the name Jesus into the air, you are carrying his kingdom. That's why when you get mad and yell, you're building his kingdom up. But when you shout the name Jesus, every spirit hovering over you, tormenting your mind that nobody knows about, anxiety and stress and fear and all the things the devil's been using, I wonder what happened if when we decided to do this, we all started shouting his name over and over and over. What kind of bomb would go off this altar? What kind of demonic spirits that have troubled you would leave? Because the Bible says that the name of the Lord Jesus, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run there and they are safe. You want to try? Want the devil to leave your house? Leave your kids? Leave your husband? Leave your wife? Leave your mom and dad? Why don't you get God involved right now? I wonder if I said the count of three, if everybody would start shouting the name Jesus over and over and over, what would happen in this altar? Grab your neighbor's hand. Get ready. When they scream your name, God, move and bring divine intervention right now in Jesus' name. One, two, three. Shout his name now. Shout his name now. Go, 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 go. Holy Ghost, fall now in the name of the Lord. Let there be miracles of healing right now. Let there be deliverance right now, children, of young people, of marriages, alcoholics, drug addicts, in the name of the Lord. Shandalamahaya, Ikanamosoto, Shikanamaha. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Drunk in the Holy Ghost, you didn't care who was beside you, who was behind you, who was around you. When's the last time at River of Life we had a Holy Ghost thrown out where the devil left and God consumed this house with a fire by the Spirit? When is the last time we left it all on the floor and said, God, fill me again, heal me again, deliver me again, touch me again, fill me again, rescue me, anoint me, change me, deliver me, fire me up, God. Thank you. now with your worship. I said, go all the way right now with your worship. Don't pour it open, but break the alabaster box. Break it open right now. Break it open till everything leaves your mind. Break it open till you can feel nothing but God. According to history, when the water pots were full of water, they weighed 160 pounds. Strength. He said, fill it and bear it. In other words, we need some people to start carrying their own weight around here. That was coming, did you? Just shout it harder. If you don't want to have a breakthrough, we'll have a breakdown. He said, I need some people that can carry the water pots, not just fill them. Notice he did not ask Mary to carry the water pot. Let's start helping the man of God out. Oh, I should have had more of a witness on that. Some men to step up and pick up some water pots. Read number 7. He said, give it to the governor of the feast. Most important ingredient. You've got to give it away. Love. You want the miracles to start. You have to start giving it away. We're going to give it to you. It cannot be, well, we had a revival going and we lost some people. Now we're waiting on God to send us more. Somebody needs to hit the streets. I don't like what I feel right now. Somebody needs to hit the streets and say, you know what? God gave me. I'm going to give away. Because Jesus said, that's what I really want to know. Before I turn it to wine. You're going to keep it to yourself? You know the kids that were in the youth group 4 or 5 years ago, they're all backslid now. Somebody needs to get on the phone this week and call all of them and get them back in the house of God. Come on, am I right or am I right? Let's go. You're not carrying wine or water. You're carrying wine. That's why I said draw out now. Look what you have. You know why? Because if you think it's water, you won't even be careful with it. If you think it's just a little breakthrough you got on Sunday afternoon, you won't even care. But if you see that there's a change going on, you'll be more careful carrying wine than you will water. Well, I was sick in my body and God touched me. I probably was no big deal. You think you're carrying water. But if I was sick in my body, but God touched me, and I don't know what it was, but thank you, Lord, for whatever you just did in my body. I'm carrying wine. What are you carrying right now? Is it a big deal to you what you just felt? Or is it just water in the pot? Because when you ever get the revelation that there is a change going on the inside, You'll be compelled to pick it up and give it away. The ones that give it away out there are the ones that know they're carrying wine. The ones that come to church and just get bored out of their mind and don't go after God think they're carrying water. I'm just doing what's asked of me. I'm just carrying the water pot because Pastor asked me to. I only signed up because he kept asking. I mean, I went up there. I don't think I'm actually going to be able to do it, but he wouldn't stop asking, so. Be careful if the devil tells you it's water. Because people spill miracles all the time. Thinking it's no big deal what they just felt. Well, I don't have to really change. I mean, God convicted me, but the feeling went away when I left church. The goosebumps were gone. The conviction left, and I went back to normal. So I assume it was just for somebody else. Why are you preaching this? Because 2011 could be the greatest year of growth this church has ever seen if somebody would just pick up the water pot. From the music, to the choir, to the preachers, to everybody else, if we'd all do what we can all do. You would start the miraculous ministry of the Lord in this city. Miracles start when people get unified, obey their pastor, become available, get humble, get full of faith, pick up their strength, and act in love. That's the key to the first miracle in the Bible, and the miracle starting in this church. Young people, what you felt, and let's be real with you, please do not backslide tonight. Because the devil's coming, guys, to steal what you're feeling. Listen to me. Everyone look up here. He's coming with a relationship or an addiction or something. Mark it down. Look at this preacher. He's coming to distract you. So when he comes at you, please remember what I told you. Carrying wine. What you got was not temporary. The breakthrough you got was deliverance over everything you've done. Everything you've done, God's forgiven. Hold on to it. Don't let it go. Don't let him steal what God's. Don't let some girl or guy come steal what God is giving you. Protect it with everything you have. Last statement, and I'm done. I'm sorry if I got everybody mad. This is not what I wanted to preach, but moms and dads, you want them to be saved. Pick up your own water pot. Don't yell at them to pick up theirs when yours is on the ground. So I need to make it plainer. Don't expect them to be saved and pray when you ain't praying. It's just not going to work. How can a product of the source be stronger than the source? Pour into them. Pour into them what God's pouring into you. Watch what God will do for you. Watch what God will do for your whole family. Let's pick up the water pots in 2011. Sounds like a crazy message, but seriously, let's pick up the water pot. Whatever you can do, do it.
Hallelujah. That's a word from the Lord, isn't it? I tell you what, I'd like to see these young people, instead of them going to the youth convention to get set on fire, I'd like for them to go to the youth convention and set the youth convention on fire. That's the way it ought to be. Lift your hands one more time and say, God, I'm going to sell out. I want to sell out to you. Oh. once every 2 weeks. I still need some people to sign up on this 24-hour prayer once every 2 weeks. You're dismissed in the fear of the Lord. Keep right on praying. See you Friday night at 8 o'clock, Friday night, New Year's Eve, Friday night, 8 o'clock.